Headline, Scott Purcell Linked Fortress Trust Fails Like Prime Trust Before It. Published at 7:03 p.m., October 28, 2025. Prime Trust and Fortress Trust, two Scott Purcell-linked crypto custodians that previously boasted clients like Binance US, Swan Bitcoin, Abra, and True USD, have both collapsed after disturbing allegations of financial misconduct. On October 22, Nevada's Financial Institutions Division revealed that several third-party businesses declined to follow through on acquisition offers or provide sufficient bridge financing for Fortress Trust, the successor to Purcell's first failed attempt at crypto custody, Prime Trust. This month's collapse of Fortress Trust is eerily similar to Prime Trust's 2023 failure. Prime Trust filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in August 2023 after its bank subsidiary collapsed, and Nevada's Financial Institutions Division revealed that it had improperly utilized customers' funds to cover others' withdrawals. The former president of the Bank of Nevada had to step in as receiver. Regulators revealed Prime Trust's staggering obligations as of June 26, 2023. $85.6 million in cash obligations against just $2.9 million in cash. They also revealed Prime Trust's alleged loss of crypto wallet keys in December 2021 that it had hidden from public view for years. A couple of months later, the company filed for bankruptcy. By that point, it had switched CEOs from Tom Pagler to Jor Law, but none of their turnaround efforts succeeded. Despite Bloomberg, Fortune, CoinDesk, and other publications naming him as founder or co-founder of Fortress Trust, in an email to Protos, Purcell denied that this was the case. Indeed, according to him, he was never a co-founder, employee, executive, or board member of Fortress. As such, he contests any characterization of Fortress Trust as his company and claims that he never had any operational role at the company. Furthermore, Purcell claims that he stepped down as CEO of Prime Trust in December 2020 and exited its holding company in July 2021. He blames the failure of Prime Trust entirely on others. Regulators regretted issuing Fortress Trust license. As Purcell faded away from Prime Trust in 2021, he began work with the similar Fortress Trust. Somehow, he convinced Nevada financial regulators to grant Fortress Trust a trust company license by May 2022. They would soon come to regret that decision. By September 2023, Fortress Trust claimed a hack had resulted in approximately $15 million in customer losses. In early September 2023, Fortress initially stated there was no loss of funds, although subsequent reporting revealed a different truth. On September 8, 2023, Ripple announced it had agreed to acquire Fortress Trust and cover those customer losses. However, by September 28, Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse announced the company would not proceed with the acquisition, though Ripple would remain an investor. Read more. Fortress Trust says no loss of funds as its customers' crypto was stolen. The company would go through a couple of new CEOs, Rich Hauschild and Anthony Botticella. Unfortunately, just like Prime Trust's executive carousel, they would fail to prevent insolvency. Finally, on October 22nd this year, the Nevada Financial Institutions Division issued a cease and desist order against Fortress Trust, finding the company on the verge of insolvency with assets wholly inadequate to meet customer obligations. The order prevents Fortress Trust from accepting fiat currency, crypto assets, or commodities from existing or new clients for custodial purposes. A pattern of behavior from Prime Trust to Fortress Trust. In a declaration filed alongside Fortress Trust's cease and desist order, Botticella stated, I learned after assuming the position of chief executive officer that the trust was experiencing severe financial difficulties and challenges related to events that occurred prior to assuming my role. Both Prime Trust and Fortress Trust collapsed under similar circumstances. Failure to properly safeguard customer assets, inability to meet customer withdrawals, and critical shortfalls between liabilities and funds that are hidden from public view for months or more. Both companies were Nevada chartered companies that served the crypto industry, and both failures resulted in Nevada regulatory intervention citing unsound business practices. This recording is AI generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.